B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm not sure how we pronounce his last name.
The Patriots have some new kickers after going through extensive tryouts in Foxborough the last couple of days, yesterday and today. A few thoughts on this story as it's played out over the last 24 hours. Number one, they obviously didn't have their lists updated as they do at every position for the kicker spot, did they?
No.
There was no emergency list of kicker. If they needed to work out as many guys as they did, they didn't have one. They didn't have an emergency list updated because they never bring in any kickers. They never bring anybody in. This is where they screwed up in training camp. They should have had somebody in there, at least to look at, just update the lists.
Yeah, Flutie in, he could drop kick.
Anybody. Nobody. They didn't have anybody in during camp. They rarely, if ever, bring anybody in at the kicker position. They haven't done it for so long that they've had nobody to update the lists with. So that, again, to go, I hate to harp on this Mike Reese report from yesterday, which was proven to be wrong, but to say, you know, consistent with all their positions where they update their list, not only were they not updating their list, they didn't have a list to begin with. They had to call a bunch of different guys. There were a bunch of names that were in here in Foxborough in the last day to work out because the Patriots had no idea who it was they were going to get. The last time that we remember anyone being here was the trick shot guy in minicamp in 2017. That's the last guy we can recall having been here.
Yeah, and big thing, too.
Trick shot guy.
They're so thin at the position.
Jim? A 45-yard field goal with that 8 yards added on for the end zone here. Ball at the 13 is where they're going to place it. There's the kick by Gable. And it's good.
That would split the uprights. And the Tucson Sugar Skulls find a way to add three more on.
And when he said split the uprights, he meant literally split the uprights. The netting split. He kicked it so hard. The ball went right through the net that the uprights are painted on. That's what that was. It was, let me think. 8 yard end zone. Kick from the 13, somehow it's a 45-yard field goal. You do that math. Whatever, backwards.
They call that sugar skull math.
Sugar skull. The old sugar skulls. So Mike Nugent gets signed today. He is now the kicker. He also hasn't played very much in the last couple of years. 2017, he bounced between Chicago and Dallas. 2018, he played a total of 3 games and made 6 field goals. He went 6 for 6 on field goals last year in Oakland. And that's good. And he went 4 or 5 on extra points. That was his entire season last year. The year before that, in 2017, with Dallas, 7 of 9 on field goals. He had one miss that was between 30 and 39, and another miss was between 40, was 40 plus.
All right.
He went 8 for 8 on extra points in Dallas. He went 7 of 9 on extra points in Chicago that year and 4 of 4 on field goals. But if you go back to his year in Cincinnati, do you know what was a big part of his issue there?
What?
In 2016? In 2016, in 13 games there, he went 23 of 29 on extra points.
Yeah, I saw that, 79.3%.
Was that the first year they moved it back?
And that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know how thin they're at the position. The fact they even brought another guy in for the practice squad tells you they don't want Bailey doing much. And maybe, you know, him on kickoffs is going to mess him up. You know, just concentrate on being a punter. Guy's got enough on his plate being a rookie.
This guy's old. I mean, he was in the national championship game with Maurice Claret in Ohio State. He played in that game.
This is a guy
Miami.
Shouldn't crap his pants if you roll him out there, right? Nugent's been around the block. I think he'll be okay on extra points. But you know what? You might change your offensive philosophy if you're to 35.
Well,
I'm serious.
And that might be
in four down territory. His reach or where you're comfortable you might have to be inside of 30. That's all.
But his years before that in Cincinnati on his extra points,
they cut him in December of 2016 because they couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
They cut him in the middle of December. He wasn't hurt. They just cut him.
The year before, he was 48 of 49. In 14, it was a perfect 39 for 39. In 13, it was 52 of 53. But yeah, that 2016 season, 23 of 29, that's the year he got cut.
He's been around the block. It's a guy that's at least played in this league.
Yeah, he's still Mike.
So this is the day you all been waiting for.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm just saying, Joe, he hasn't played much. He hasn't found work.
No, I know.
You know, he hasn't been kicking regularly.
There's only 32 kickers in the world.
I know. No, I know that. But he hasn't found work, and he's the oldest guy that was available in the group of guys they worked out. He's 37, so he's an older guy. So after going that year 23 of 29 and getting cut in December by his team because they couldn't take the misses on the extra points anymore, they just had had enough. And by the way, he was also 23 of 29 on field goals. Same thing. 23 of 29 on extra points, 23 of 29 on field goals. He missed six field goals and six extra points, and they cut him. And since that point, he's gone 16 of 19 on extra points. Extra points are a problem for this guy.
Lately. That's okay. We're used to that. It's fine. If Gostkowski weren't injured, they'd probably just roll on with him and just take it for granted that you're going to miss some extra points.
I just want to dispel any rumors that this might be an upgrade over what we had in Gostkowski.
Does anyone think this is going to be an upgrade over Gostkowski?
Well, when you start looking at, like, yeah, maybe younger kickers where you might have a younger kicker, which, by the way, this brings us to point number two. They've got a younger kicker on the practice squad. Sorry, Zoe. You have something?
No. Oh. I mean, just say he hits three of his first five. What, are you going to kill him for it? He's going to get a pass here.
No.
Because Gostkowski's
missed. If he misses three of his first five, do you know what I think they'll do?
All right, keep going, kid.
I think they'll cut him.
No.
Why not? What do you have invested? You just go to the next guy.
Not if you lose. Do you think he's got, if you win.
Do you think there's going to be a lot of guaranteed money? This is going to be like paycheck to paycheck kickers. They're going to Jim, correct me if I'm wrong. These guys are going to get paid on like a game-to-game basis. Are they not? The deals aren't guaranteed.
Yeah, it's after week one.
Yeah, it's after week one. Yeah. You're going to get paid like per game roster bonuses. You're going to get paid your game check based on your non-guaranteed salary. And it's like paycheck to paycheck.
They're signing both of these guys. I think they wanted to sign Coot and they just didn't have... They wanted to see him for a few weeks in practice first before putting him in the game. I think Nugent might be a 1 or 2 week thing.
Yeah, and then once he fails and can't hit the extra points, Hardy, once he starts shanking them, let's hope he doesn't go left hash, miss right. Once he starts missing the extra points, they're going to go to Youngway Koo. Youngway Koo is the kicker that they have signed. He lasted 2 weeks in San Diego.
Yeah, they wanted somebody with more consistency. That's what they went with Nick Novak.
Youngway Koo is only 25 years old.
More consistency and experience.
What was the story, Jim?
He played with the Chargers in 2017. He won the job over Josh Lambeau. And he then only lasted a couple of weeks there before they let him go.
What was the story last year with the Chargers? We laughed at him and bitched at him for. Remember for not staying out on the West Coast after playing the Ravens or on the East Coast? They said they couldn't do it and they were doing it to save money. Did they have an issue with the kicker, too?
The kicker is the punter. Their kicker's hurt right now, so they're using their punter to kick.
No. But I'm saying last year in a divisional round, what was the story with the Chargers? What'd they do? Didn't they fly the kicker out because they got a new kicker then, too?
They did have a new kicker for the playoffs, yeah.
And they couldn't find a field to kick on or something? Like, just go to any high school field. Like, fly that guy out here, get him used to it. There was something going on with the kicker right prior to the divisional round.
Now, Beadle might be onto something, though. If Mike Nugent is somehow... Got the same issues with the extra points that he experienced a couple of years ago. And Koo is sitting there ready to go. And the reason why he wasn't with the Chargers for very long is they wanted to go with Novak with more experience and more consistency. I mean, there's not a lot to draw on with Koo, but you know, for the short time in the AAF, perfect kicking record. He didn't. I don't know why he didn't sign with Chicago. But he was out there, and now they've got him on the practice squad, so they've got an option.
It'll be Nugent out, Koo in. That is how it will play out. I don't think that Nugent's going to have some sort of long rope on this. Like, if he stinks, they'll get rid of him quickly.
And based on what they see from Koo and you know, while he's with the practice squad.
I mean, Koo lost them two games that year, first two games of the season, and they missed the playoffs by a game.
Yeah.
That Chargers team. And everyone thought that Chargers team was one of the best teams in the NFL that year.
Yeah, story of the Chargers. Greatest team that never was. Always hear about how great the Chargers are. How many playoff games has Phillip Rivers won?
One? Yeah, one.
It's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
So the Chargers signed a kickoff specialist for the playoff game, specifically for the playoff game.
Okay.
Because of Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, I remember them going back and forth.
Phillip Rivers. Now I have to know this. Five. He's won five playoff games in his career. He's 5-6.
More than Romo.
That it is. More than Romo. 617-779-0985.
He's won more than you.
Thank you for hanging on hold. We will get back to your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's an app.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm not sure how we pronounce his last name.
The Patriots have some new kickers after going through extensive tryouts in Foxborough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Yard field goal try by Young Wei Koo. Holding will be Drew Kaser. Long snap from veteran Mike Wint. No wind to our right. The snap is down. Oh, the kick may have been blocked, and it was! The right-footed kick was blocked! It was blocked! Crew got the trajectory low.
Pushing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has fallen under pressure.
I'd almost rather have him. He's young. He's
well. I take
learned
it,
the errors of his way.
I take issue with something Jim Lau said.
He's 25, right? He's 25 years old.
Yeah, Jim Lau said that he lost him four games to start the season, and they
no, that's not
first
what he said.
Two.
He said two. First two. He said first two.
First two. They were tied with the Bills and the Ravens at 9-7. They missed out on the playoffs because they lost those two games.
Yeah, what's his name?
Either one of them would have gotten them in the playoffs.
Cord.
Yeah, but you were home against the Chargers were home against Miami in that second game and lost 19-17. Was Miami really good that year?
I don't care. He missed kicks. They lost by 2 points.
All right.
And we are pronouncing the name right, people on Twitter.
What?
What?
Young Wei.
Oh, Young Wei.
They still think it's Young Ho?
No, that's Young Wei.
Young Wei Koo.
Yeah.
The blocked kick, though, I mean, that loss isn't on him. So he lost them a game. He missed one kick that's on him.
You want to listen to Kevin Harlan again?
Yeah.
Koo got the trajectory low.
No. Look at it. Look at it. Just looked it up.
It wasn't a low trajectory?
No, they were in the backfield in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think it's on him. I mean, a blocked kick? Trajectory low. Come on.
I don't know. Jim doesn't like Young Wei
Koo. So now he's a Patriot and he's a better kicker.
I had no opinion on him before. He doesn't seem to be awful.
It's a freaking kicker. Just get in there and kick the ball.
It's this one. It's that one. It's one. But was it strict?
No, he's a Patriot. He's awesome. I have no idea. I've never seen him kick a football.
Eight different teams.
But he doesn't need some guy from Rhode Island telling him he's a responsible.
He's attempted 6 field goals in his career. He's missed 3 of them.
Okay.
What do we call dude perfect?
The guy shows up in New England and he's got a guy from Rhode Island saying he's the reason why San Diego missed the playoffs.
I can tell you that Mike Nugent, in his last full season, missed 6 field goals and 6 extra points. So he's the guy who's kicking on Sunday.
I'm not the only one saying that, Hardy. They cut him. Okay. After 2 games.
Hey, if either
four
one,
games.
If either,
games,
if
right?
either one of them
four
were games. Balls to the wall, great kickers, they'd already have jobs. There's a reason why they were available to come try out yesterday.
Yeah.
What do you want? Gostkowski's hurt. He needs surgery. You got to get someone in there to kick.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, for our main football point, remember Mike Nugent is the guy who said the whole reason the new PAT rule is out there is to make kickers fail more. He was the lead critic for the field goal kicker. So we know his mentality may not be as good as you think.
Oh, his mentality is a kicker. Like, you are making the job more difficult now. That's a fact. Like, these kickers knew it. And they're so mental to begin with that there's just this little thing back where the play all of a sudden becomes competitive instead of a 2-yard chip shot. Now factors into their whole way of thinking. Oh, maybe it is windy. Maybe I better miss hit this one.
Yeah. Hey, guys, quick one for you. Regarding the Antonio Brown, the way he got out of the Raiders, you're seeing what Jalen Ramsey's doing, possibly Stephon Diggs. Am I wrong, but isn't this going to be a point of contention with the NFL owners going into a new CBA? Should it be something we should be looking at or concerned about? Because I can't see the NFL owners trying to get pushed around by the players. I don't defend the owners. I'm just kind of looking at both sides of this and saying this could be a real issue.
They've gotten ways to deal with this. I don't know what's with the teams being afraid of doing something about it. You can suspend these guys. You're not hurt. You're not sick. You're suspended is what you are.
Yeah.
If this happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, I don't know. You know what used to happen?
Do Keyshawn Johnson, you deactivate him.
Yeah. Oh, conduct detrimental.
Tampa
go
didn't
home.
Like it. They sat his ass down the rest of the year. Would that do for his career? Not much. After that.
So Mike Nugent is the guy who is one of those kickers who's pretty outspoken. There's only one reason they moved it back. They want us to miss more, Nugent said. Whoever came up with the rule, they got what they wanted. Nugent then took issue with the classification of a miss in the official stat sheet, considering his attempt never made it over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Ortiz.
Saying, this is part of my job, the part I hate about my job. I think it's one of those things that they're getting what they want. I don't like the rule. I could be wrong, but I don't know of any rules that have been changed to make guys fail more. It's a rule that was changed to make players fail more. This is an offensive-driven league. Everyone wants to see points. But to change a rule to make less points, it just confuses me, and I completely disagree with it. he was one of the kickers that was crying about the new extra point rules.
Did they change the rule?
And you know why he was crying about it? Because he knew it was going to be pretty much the end of his regular employment, which it was.
Well, let's break it down.
This was written in September of 15. By the end of the 16 season, he was cut and then played like a handful of games until he was back now. Here in New England, he played those 4. In Dallas, where were the other 4? Got cut in 16.
Cincinnati, right?
No, he was in Cincinnati.
Yep. Oh, Jets. Goodness. Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Jets. Raiders. Dallas?
Who? No, no, no. Dallas, who was the other one? Why am I forgetting this?
Bears last year.
Bears.
Right?
Sorry. Thank you. Bears. Bears and Dallas.
What did Park
did they change? Did they change the rules so that kickers would miss more?
Yes.
Yes. That was from the beginning. They wanted to make it a more competitive play. In other words, they wanted there to be the chance that they would miss it because there was essentially no chance guys were going to miss extra points. And all across the league, they were 52 of 53 and 49 of 49. And they just didn't miss them. They never missed them. And I remember Belichick talking about, what are we doing? You know, what's the
point? Bill even likes it, right? Make the play competitive.
Yes.
It's like you playing cornhole from 5 feet away. You hit every one. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to back it up another 5 feet, make it a more competitive throw for you, which means you will miss more.
Actually,
it's a fact.
Beetle could miss a lot from 5 feet. We recently competed in a cornhole tournament.
Heard it didn't go too well for any of you guys.
Not good. Beetle was a huge disappointment.
Hit some really big shots.
I don't remember any of the shots that you had.
You got to get the right kind of board. It hit and slide. It's got to have a good lacquer finish on it.
These did not have a good slide.
That's the problem.
Some of them had too much slide to them.
Somebody want to pound the board and let it slide. Pound it.
My favorite part of Hardy's trash talk about me is he acts like he was good.
I was good. I was better than you.
Barely.
Don't you make cornhole boards?
I did.
Do you use them?
Where do you get the beans?
Because that didn't show in the tournament.
Where do you get the bag of beans?
You can buy the bean bags separately.
Really?
Yeah.
Steven in Salem. Steven.
Hi. I got some information about Van Noy. He and Colin Kaepernick have a similar family history. They're both adopted by European Americans. In 2016, Rodney Harris.
I don't know. I didn't like where that was going.
Oh, I know what he was going to say. Rodney Harrison made some kind of comment about Colin Kaepernick at some point, saying that, you know, he wasn't truly black or something like that. And maybe.
Really?
I don't remember this. I don't remember this either. It's probably the same guy who emailed this, but I don't know. Like, it somehow had a connotation to him being adopted by white parents. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
Here's what I do know.
That's a new layer we didn't know about.
Kyle Van Noy said yesterday he didn't want to be compared to Rodney Harrison for his own reasons. And some people took that as the ultimate sign of disrespect, like Mike Florio. And he chose to go on Twitter and not say it to him personally, but to say on Twitter that he should get down on his knees and pray that he's half the man that Rodney Harrison is. And I think that's ridiculous. You know, don't compare me to anyone. I don't have an issue with that.
I was not aware of those Harrison comments, but now that I just Googled it, I am aware of that.
So he did say that.
I thought that may have been like some made up thing where that could have been going. You just never know when you start having callers throw out Kaepernick. And you start,
it's an unusual caller.
Start hearing things like European American. We've just had too many of these callers in recent years that go off the rails really quickly and start spewing things that you're like,
European.
Sorry about that.
He did back in 16. He said, I'll tell you this, I'm a black man, and Colin Kaepernick,
I apologize,
he's not black. He cannot understand what I face, what other young black men and black people face, or people of but that's Rodney Harrison. That's what Rodney Harrison said. Okay. Starting to see where Kyle was coming from.
Wow.
Many guys said that, too.
What's that?
A lot of guys in the league said that about Kaepernick.
Really?
Like, who's he speaking for? You know, he comes from a family that's adopted. I've heard
a lot of guys in the league said Colin Kaepernick is not black.
Not black, but, you know.
I feel like that would have been a story if a lot of guys in the National Football League were saying that publicly.
There were comments out there. Yeah. I don't think Rodney was the only one.
Well, maybe that's one of the reasons, too. Maybe that's another reason why. Maybe there is a racial element to it as well. Add it to the list. That's four different things that could be part of the reason why. Four different things.
Is nothing one of those?
No. There was obviously nothing at all. There is obviously no negative reaction whatsoever. Nothing there. Nothing. We shouldn't even be talking about it. There's nothing. Nothing happened on our show yesterday.
So, Jim, there's a song called Anti Up.
Nothing worked. Why are we even talking about it, Hardy? It was obvious that nothing happened. Why are we even discussing it?
Obvious.
Why are we taking calls on it?
Obvious.
Why are you calling with that? Why are any callers calling with this? Why are callers trying to figure out what it was that had Kyle Van Noy saying, please don't compare me to Rodney Harrison.
For the same reason, you're trying to argue why Young Wei Koo is a good kicker. He's on the Patriots now. He's in the uniform. He's got the logo.
I'm not trying to get it. I'm just saying might be better than Mike Nugent. They both suck.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying he was bad when he was in San Diego.
I'm not trying to argue that either one of those guys is good. I'm just saying that they might quickly go to the young guy if...
Young Wei.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, young guys.
No, the young Wei, who's a young guy, young player, over Mike Nugent if Mike Nugent sucks. If 37-year-old Mike Nugent stinks and is missing extra points out of the gate, they may say, yeah, we're going to try out the younger guy who's only 25 and, you know, may have straightened out whatever his issues were at his first crack at the NFL.
Here's what
3 years ago.
Give me
ago.
A warm body for Washington and New York, and we'll figure it out when we have a 10-day break.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be it, too.
Here's what I hope happens on
Sunday. Two games.
I hope the Pats go for two on every touchdown and never kick a field goal.
Direct Nugent's snap. Just sitting there flipping the ball on the sidelines.
It's 4th and 15. You're on their 20. Nugent. We're going to go for it.
Nugent, kickoffs only.
Not even Bailey kicks off.
And Bailey's kicking off. And Nugent's like, why am I here? Why am I here?
That's right.
Shut up. We're paying you.
No, we're going Raven style. We think they've tapped into something, going for two all the time.
We need someone to teach Koo how to kick.
One more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways in 20 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Sometimes I feel like I want to shave my back. Sometimes I feel like I don't have no friends. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry.
Make any sense? The city I live in is the city of Angel,
Los Angeles.
I drive on the street.
That makes sense.
It made sense the first time.
City of Angels. I thought it was angels, like, hey, women with things on their back.
617-779-0985. Kyle in Methuen. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey. So I want to talk about the kickers to see how long of a leash you think Belichick will give them. Say they miss...
Two kicks?
45-plus, they miss them. Is it more likely McDaniels and Belichick and Brady say, all right, we know we're going for it on the fourth down, and we'll come up with a play for third and fourth?
I definitely think it affects your thinking as you're going in, inside the 40, where you got a lot of confidence in a guy like Gostkowski that can hit it from around 50-51. And that puts you about the 35-34. Bill's probably telling Josh, let's make sure we're inside the 30, 28. Like, you'd ideally like to be at least the 28. That's a 45-yarder. You know, I think that's doable for any of these kickers. Anybody should have a shot at a 45-yarder. 50, I think you're pushing it. 50, it's more of a specialist. Let's just cross the T's and dot the I's on the damn PATs and start there. All right? Be nice to get these guys going on a couple chip shots. And so I'll put the guy out there first time, 49 yards. So I think you will have a different thought process. Maybe 4th and 3 inside the 40, we might be going for it. It's in play. Get 2 plays ready, Josh.
What about 3rd and 10? Do you go for it or do you go for the yards?
It's a good question, Jim. 3rd and 10, you don't have a problem hitting the check down, probably.
3rd and 10 from where?
Yeah.
Well, in that range where you're in no man's land.
Or you say it's 45.
Instead of going for it, maybe going for the first down and going for the sticks, do you go a little shorter or run the ball?
Yeah, see, because also you run
risk. Gostkowski, you'd probably go for the yards. Go for the yards. Right?
Go for the yards.
Go for the sticks. Go for 10 yards.
Well, again, this depends on, this is in theory, because it depends on where you are exactly.
Right. And you also run the risk of booting in the end zone and getting a touchback, too. So that's part of the problem when you get in that iffy zone. I think that iffy zone's the plus 40. You want to keep going. I think that that whole area between 28 and 40 is, we probably have four downs here.
This may sound silly, but is there a chance that at some point they let Jake Bailey try and do kickoffs?
Yeah. Maybe. He's probably been working on it all week. Right? Somebody has to.
I would almost expect him to kick off this
week. Dude, it's today. It's Thursday today. Somebody had to be kicking all week, and it's probably Bailey.
Does he have a run-up, or
what's funny?
Just go one step and
kaboom!
Boom! Can we get a sound effect for Jake Bailey kickoffs? Boom!
Firework.
Boom! Just play the firework one that you used to scare Zoe with. That's it. That's all we need. Boom! Paul in Rhode Island on Nugent. Paul.
Thank you for honoring my call. I started this topic about a month ago about the kicking game. And it's nice that the Patriots recognized the high market team for a serious situation that you have somebody that's exercising an effort playing all over the high market teams, you know, and AFC or NFC.
Okay, Paul, thank you. Never know what he's talking about.
Well, the high market team.
We honored his call for about 28 seconds.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for calling.
He started the topic.
I mean, market team.
Pete in Ohio. Pete.
Hey, boys. Hey, I got a quick story, and I got a question afterwards. Hey, I saw Nugent in Centerville High School in Ohio kick a 52-yarder in a playoff game against the wind. That kid had can't miss written all over him back in the day.
In high school, though? Yeah. What year was that?
I know. Like 2000, 2001. Then he went to Ohio State. But anyways.
Jesus. Yeah, he was 5-7 on field goals in high school of greater than 50 yards, 24-27 altogether.
Did he go
and
the 55-yarder,
he did that twice. Did you see both of them or just one?
I saw the one game he played. They played Loveland. And Loveland, Ohio, it was at Centerville.
Remember that game. Well,
yeah, whatever. But, hey, so Gostkowski, what exactly is wrong with his hip, did they say?
I'm sure we'll get
no details on that yet.
No. All right. So my question is this. If it's cartilage, they got to do surgery on it. I had the same issue with my hip. If you pull up some of him trotting on the field, you can see he's got a hitch in his step. Even from last year in the Super Bowl, if you guys have some footage, put it on the TV. You'll see how he kind of walks weird.
Got a hitch in his giddy-up, huh?
Kind of weird?
Yep. Yeah. Check it out. All right. And the reason I bring that up is because I had the same problem with my hip. I had to get mine replaced.
Wow. How old are you?
Ouch. 51.
Oh.
I had a motorcycle wreck, though, BMX. I caused my own problem.
Oh, now you've piqued Hardy's interest.
Well, you said BMX and motorcycle. Which was it?
The motorcycle.
Okay. Right.
I wrecked.
Gotcha.
All okay, right. Pete. Thanks for the
BMX
call.
BMX bike.
It's not a bad theory, though, that this was caused by something that was chronic that was going on before the season even began. That goes back to last season or two seasons ago.
I think it's like high hip pointer.
He's dealt with something that's been going on there that has now become more of an issue.
I think it's like high hip pointer like Tlaib has, and it requires surgery. You got to get that snip because it's real internal sharp high pain right here in the hip, right on the joint.
Hmm. I can't remember. Did Bert have anything yesterday on Nugent from his time at Ohio State?
My.
No, because we didn't know the names of the guys who have been working out yet.
Right.
We didn't know that Nugent was a name.
All right.
He probably crossed over with him.
He would have. Yeah.
Sure he did. He probably cleaned his shoes.
He was getting shot with a rubber bullet.
Yeah, took a couple of bullets with him.
Nugent's a little guy. We're just looking at how big is he?
Yeah, he's 5'10", but he's 190.
He was like a huge prospect coming out of college, though. He was a money
second
kicker.
Round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, second round. Jets.
Wow.
47th overall.
Stupid Jets. Taking the kicker in the
They're
second
so
round.
Dumb.
It's like Janikowski was a first rounder, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oakland.
First
morons.
Round pick.
First round kicker.
See them bringing him in. He's 280, 285. How fat his face looked in that helmet. Just punch it.
Oh. Got to make sure we get our kicker in the first round. You do that.
Responsible for a lot of points.
Anybody else
in an important position.
Get him before anybody else grabs him.
Great. Right on that.
He may have been there in the third round. I'll grant you that.
Or the fourth.
They didn't trade up to get him, did they?
Probably.
I hope they did.
They didn't.
I hope they did.
Detroit was going
to snag him. Can't have that happen. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's up. That's sweet. Coffee stop.
Hey! Today's takeaways are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who encourages you not to give up on losing weight. Set up your consultation and learn how easy losing weight can really be. Mm-mm. Speaking of weight, our new Anthem guy was in, Todd Angelis, right? That's how you say his name, Angelis. He makes me want to eat meatballs.
Angeli.
I see him and I want a big plate of meatballs. Kid's from Warwick. He likes supper. Like he said, Jim, eats supper. Never eats dinner. You people down in Rhode Island, a little different.
No, not supper. Supper.
Supper. He was telling a story, too, about the wieners, hot wieners down there. You go in now, and they make you, the people that work there behind the counter, cover. You ever go to the cows and deal with cows, and you have to do stuff with them, and you put that long glove on? They make you wear one of those long gloves when they put the wieners out because they line about eight of them up on your forearm. He said, uh-uh. Take it off. I want the sweat. I want that salt to drip right in there. And then boom, boom. And it's hot wieners wit. That's wit onions. It's good. So we got three takeaways from
you. Yeah, let's get to the interview. This first part, Hardy talking vibrato. And Zoe and I looking at everyone else in the room like, what the hell? We don't know what that means.
Yeah, Mr. Music.
Your vibrato is very pronounced. Is that a natural vibrato? Is that something that you... listen.
Zoe and I are like, what?
Okay.
So when you...
Can you explain that to those of us who have no idea what Hardy's talking about?
Let Todd do it. I'm sure you could sing like a note, Peter Gabriel style with no vibrato,
like
just right?
Sing the end of the anthem, you know, and then they say, "For the land of the free," like that. That's just a natural that would come from the support of the air. You're not really making that.
Yeah.
If you are, then that's actually bad.
That's bad.
It's just he talks like Billy Lanny, and then all of a sudden
like Lanny with class.
Land of the free.
Like what the hell?
I would love to eat dinner like in a Italian restaurant
it's
by myself.
Such a voice of an angel.
It's such a
mind bleep.
And have him sing.
It's been called the songbird of his generation.
People are talking about people.
They laugh just a little too loud.
I like that his dad's a veteran.
We stand just.
I like the fact his father's a veteran. He's like, don't mess with the anthem. Just sing it.
Right.
Sir.
More with Todd Angeli today.
I did one of the fights over at Encore with Murphy's Gym.
Nice.
And they did a sound check. So luckily, it happened during a sound check. So this was after I negotiated getting into the ring. All right, so we're on the radio, but you can see me. Yeah, I'm not the most svelte guy.
No.
So the guy says,
"The ropes."
Oh, there's four ropes. First of all, okay. So the guy says, this guy, this real athletic guy, goes, "All right, what you want to do is push down on the second rope, lift up on the third one, and then he says, and then lift up your left leg." And I go, "Hold on, you lost me at lift up your left leg." I said, "Here's what we're gonna do. I'm just gonna get in there one way or another.
We're gonna roll right under the bottom."
Yeah, exactly. You know, I did a little Big John stud or something. You know, get over the top
like
rope.
Thunder lips through Rocky. Thunder lips. I bet he rolled right in. Why don't you pick up that bottom rope? I'm going to roll right under
it. Just lay across the top one.
Like a sloth. We went to
Rough and Rowdy's, though, this week, this year. And, that was Karabas' job. He had to hold the ring open for everybody the entire time.
That was Karabas' job?
The whole night, hours, just holding the ring open.
By the way, I saw Rough and Rowdy coming to Providence.
Yeah.
In the near future.
Nice.
Also, let's get to more X's and O's. The X's and O's, not of a football game on this show, but of music with Hardy.
Hardy and X's musical and O's coach
breakdown.
Here.
So you know if you're too low by the first line. I mean, that's as low as you have to go on the song, right?
So that one's that
But you don't
fine.
Know if you're too high until Red Glare.
Exactly. But you normally, it's becoming kind of second nature. So 99% of the time. Yeah, look at this guy.
We're talking a little anthem. Do you love America or not?
Do I love America?
Okay.
Can you,
Casey,
can you sing
over here?
Your Love by the Outfield, Josie. Just give me that. Josie's on a vacation far away. Give me the first line so we can blend it tomorrow.
No.
See, you wanted to do it. See, you didn't love America.
So do you use pitch pipe?
No, not at all.
You just go out there. No. Do you have perfect pitch?
No. That's an anomaly.
So everybody thinks like the highest note of the anthem is at the end of Land of the Free. But you hit that same note on Rocket's Red Glare. So if you're too high.
Like that.
Right.
Damn.
He's good.
He's awesome.
He's good.
He really is
singing. He's really good at that.
And still 10 and bar.
I love that.
At the Garden.
He's like, yeah, of course. I'm not giving that up.
No. Oh, he's going to make crazy tips now.
Oh, he sure is. And everyone's going to want a selfie or a picture. And I'd charge extra for that if I were him. Well, what we should give up is Jim doing sound effects.
Is this a Jim sound effect
this
or a
Tom?
This
is actually a Tom one.
Tom, Jake Bailey's kickoff. You want?
Okay,
right?
Jake Bailey's kickoff sound effect.
That's excellent.
It's like a cannon. No, we don't need a literal bouncing ball at the end.
It's bouncing out of the back of the end zone.
No.
Listen. And then it bounces out the back of the end zone. Yeah.
I don't need that.
That sounds like a kickball.
That sounds like a basketball at the end.
Sounds like someone's playing four square.
I don't need the literal sound effect. It's can it be a little creative?
End it. There you go. Good. Much better, Tom.
Felger Mazur are coming up next. Hey, we're back tomorrow on Friday, of course. RJ Bell, Phil Perry, and Shaughnessy, who is not with us today, will be with us tomorrow instead.
Sounds good. Glad Dan could plan all his weeks out.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I don't love having him in on a Friday during football season.
I'm kind of not fired up at 10 a.m. Usually 10 a.m. on Friday, it's Friday.
Yeah, but we'll do it for him this week. But no more of that going forward. I'm going to tell him that tomorrow. Thursdays are bust, dude. Yeah. All right? Felger Maz next. Have a great afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into the program. Felger and Maserati, Thursday, October 3rd. Tony Maz alongside from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Anthony.
Good, you.
Peachy, thank you so much. Big Jim Murray in our update studio. We've gotten a lot of complaints, Maz, over the last couple weeks and months.
But what?
Not talking any Bruins.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard those.
So people have been chirping.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.